Welcome. This is the first of 4 6-minute starters. Is there a God? Who is Jesus? What is a Christian? And how do I pray? So today, is there a God? That's a huge question. If you like statistics, you might be interested to know that 80% of people still believe in God. You might also be interested to know that Christianity makes up a third of the world. There are 2.4 billion Christians around the world. And for atheists, their number stands between 6 and 7% of the world. 6 to 7% of the world. It feels different in the UK, doesn't it? Often Christians are seen as the lunatic fringe. Those who believe in God are pushed to one side. And someone said a couple of years ago, for the church in England, autumn is here and winter is coming. But around the world, the vast majority still believe, yes, there is a God. And the vast majority stand actually with the Christian faith in saying, and we can see that God at work most really in the person of Jesus. The Bible starts with these words. In the opening book, the opening verse of the opening chapter of Genesis, it says, "In the beginning, God." In other words, before everything else, God was there. He's not confined by time or space. There was never a time when he wasn't there, and there never will be a time when he ceases to exist. He stands outside of this passage of time that our lives are bound by. And I don't know about you, but the more I find out about the latest scientific discoveries, the more my feeble brain tries to grasp and keep up with the discoveries of how this world, this universe, the solar systems are put together, the more I think what an amazing God we have that stands behind this. In the Bible, there's only one definition for God, and that definition is God is love. Whatever else he is love. Not just he contains love, or he's sometimes loving, but he is love. God is the very definition of love. So if it's not love, it's not God. Love, says the old song, makes the world go round. Well, it's kind of true. If God is love, that's kind of true. And you get that beautiful passage from the Bible. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And on it goes. And if God is love, that's the very nature of God as well. God is patient. God is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. He's not easily angered. And again, and on that definition of God goes. Not a vindictive old man from a cartoon sitting on a cloud, but the perfect personification of love. And the Bible also tells us that we are made in his image, in the image of love. That's what our lives are intended to be. Abraham Lincoln said this, "I can see how it might be possible for a person to look down upon the earth and be an atheist, but I cannot conceive how a person could look up into the heavens and say that there is no God." You know, there's a book called Cosmos, Bios, Theos, and it's a collection of interviews with about 60 prominent scientists, many of them Nobel Prize winners. And do you know, 37 of those 60 prominent scientists profess an unambiguous belief in God. The very great Albert Einstein said, "I want to know how God created this world. I want to know his thoughts. The rest are details." I was walking through Abingdon Park in Northampton with a guy from the army once, and I said to him, "What's on your dog tag round your neck?" He said, "Oh, atheist." I said, "Oh, wow, what a statement of faith." He said, "Do you think so?" I said, "Oh, I know so." I said, "Because an atheist looks at everything around them, the beauty of the earth, the skies, the amazing advances that we find out about how this world and our solar system and the universes actually began. And the more and more we find out, and they say with as much certainty as they can get, you know, there's nothing more to it. It's just an accident that was waiting to happen. There's nothing lying behind it. There's no one lying behind it. All we can see is all there is, and all there is all we can see." And they take that step of faith and they say, "For me, it's atheism." And I was talking to this guy in Abingdon Park and I said, "You know, I bottle out and I say, considering everything I can see, I say, well, you know, there must be a God." And I put my step of faith into God's camp, because I can't think of any way that this amazingly complex, beautiful world could just be by chance. I was in Tesco's once, and the man behind the counter, seeing my collar, said to me conversationally, "What happens if you're wrong about all this eternal life stuff, Vicar?" That's an unusual conversation to have in Tesco's. It's usually, "Have you got your club card?" And I said, "Well, if I'm wrong, I've had the whole of my life thinking that I've got somebody with me who forgives my past, gives me hope for my future, gives me a sense of purpose, walks with me, enables me to be forgiven and to forgive others, and fills my life with his love. And if I'm wrong, I've lost nothing, because at the end of the day, if you're right, I'll just switch off, and that's that. On the other hand, if I'm right, well, we all need to think about that." Let me remind you what Albert Einstein said again. "I want to know how God created this world. I want to know his thoughts, and the rest are details."